Coming up Tuesday, of course, the 4th of July, ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky has put together a special called America Celebrates, and KSRO will be running that on Tuesday morning. Let's say good morning to Aaron Katursky. Morning, Aaron.
Hey, Pat, good morning. We're so pleased that you're going to be able to hear some of this, because what we try to do is take you behind the scenes at our celebrations. We all watch fireworks and drink some beer and grill some steak on July 4th, but there's a lot of people that go into those, to making those things happen. And we discovered that as much as July 4th celebrates America, it really celebrates the Americans that are doing their thing. The Grucci family I met, the first family of fireworks, dates to the 1800s. They've been making, you know, pictures in the sky. And
wow,
we got a whole tour of how they do it, how they create these spectacular shows that there's 82 of them that they're responsible for on July 4th alone, all around the country. But you've seen their work at presidential inaugurations, Olympic Games, for opening ceremonies. So they do these spectacular things out of a little detached garage. The guy in his cornflakes and his, you know, shorts and T-shirt, just kind of doing his thing.
And is this the big show that we're going to see on the mall? Is this the same show?
The Washington D.C. fireworks, that's the Grucci family. That's right.
I'll be
and
darned.
He wouldn't give us a full hint of what's to come. He wanted us to be surprised, but he did let us peek in as he plotted a different fireworks show. They do the fireworks on the Esplanade in Boston. They do in Hawaii. They're everywhere, and you've no doubt seen their work if you've watched any of the opening ceremonies for the last upteen Olympic Games or eight presidential inaugurations. So I think it's so interesting to hear how he does it. And we also take you elsewhere around the country to give you a sense of what's going on.
I'm just assuming you couldn't smoke anywhere near that tour of the fireworks.
You know, it's funny. He was telling me his great-grandfather used to light off the fireworks with his cigar.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I can imagine.
And now, which is just a great image, some old Italian gentleman with his fedora and his cigar lighting off fireworks.
It is a great image.
Now it's all done by computer, and there are different chips in the fireworks themselves that help with the launch sequence.
Well, Aaron, there's so much to talk about when it comes to the 4th of July. How did you try to figure out what was going to be in America Celebrates, the special?
We just thought of what goes into everyone's common celebration. And that's what, you know, we always try to outdo each other in this country, right? This one has the biggest fireworks show. This one has the oldest.
Yep.
This one has the... So we wanted to just, but you only know it as Independence Day. And so my colleague Alex Stone ended up at his talking to the woman who puts together the 4th of July where he lives in Santa Clarita. And he what goes into the parade? We all drink beer on the 4th of July, and so we visit the Anheuser-Busch Brewery, where they've been making Budweiser the exact same way for the last 100 or so years, and we got to taste this beautifully floral, delicious beer from the NASA-sized vat where it's produced before it ever hits a can or a bottle.
What about the food? What about the food, Aaron?
Well, so we visit, my colleague Ryan Burrow visited Weber Grills because they are the ones that made the grill. And we learned something so interesting. The grill is a more modern invention from the 1950s, and it was born of the suburbs. As Americans, you know, moved out of cities, they wanted to entertain outdoors in the summertime, and that's how Weber Grills was born.
I'll be darned. Well, it's
you know, Aaron, it's funny because you spend most of your time covering like these partisan politics and these people going at it, but it's like the one day of the year everybody puts away their knife.
Right, they should, and just to celebrate what makes the country, and to celebrate our common story. A lot of stories that we consider quintessential American things, of course, come from other parts of the world. All of our patriotic music has its roots in British pub songs. The beer we drink has its roots in Germany, the fireworks in Italy. And so it's really a celebration of how all of that comes together to make for an American moment.
Well, we're looking forward to it, and KSRO will be running it at from 6 to 9 a.m. America Celebrates with Aaron Katursky. Aaron, thanks for spending a few minutes telling us about this great show.
I'll look forward to hearing you on the 4th.
All right, sounds good. ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky, who will be the host of America Celebrates on Tuesday morning.